Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
I was getting ready to graduate. I had been studying communications at a small school down in North Carolina, and I'd been an intern my junior year. I'd been working so hard, and I knew that this was what I wanted, and got the job right as I was getting ready to graduate to host my own talk show. And I always say God has an incredible sense of humor, huh? I mean, within weeks, I found out I was pregnant. And I panicked. I was in crisis mode. You know, I just landed my dream job, and I was horrified that, you know, the position would evaporate if anyone found out. What was I going to do? You know, back then, women, unmarried women, you know, were not allowed on television. So, I weighed my options quickly, and it was a no-brainer. You know, this new TV career was so much more important than the inconvenient pregnancy growing inside me. And I knew I had to get rid of it, and I had to do it fast, and I did. And, that was the beginning of the end. Like I know you know, Kim, and you've interviewed so many of my wonderful sisters and brothers in Silent No More, so many of us, you know, fall into a lot of bad behaviors. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming of the devastation, the emotional and the spiritual and the physical, you know, results of our poor choices. And I fell into a lot of those categories, the depression, the substance abuse, the eating disorders, anxiety, you name it, I was there. And, I found myself kind of burning the candle at both ends. I'd promised God that I would never do that again if he got me out of that problem. And there I was a year and a half later, pregnant again. And this time I was a recognized personality in my community, so it had to be really quick and kind of covered up. I had a producer that took me, and, that one just, that was it. The shameful secrets just kept piling up in my heart, and, the next 30 years, I just suffered in silence. And yet I had an enormous amount of success in my career. And the more and more I got involved in television and things like that, I got more and more involved in the pro-choice movement, you know, because I was trying to validate my choice.
Well, I think, Leslie, you know, because we were definitely on parallel tracks there, I definitely was trying to protect a false persona, a false reputation of being some, you know, person who had it all together and was upstanding citizen. I don't know what exactly how you'd characterize it.
Little perky blonde, you know, everything was just perfect. And the shame inside. I always felt so bogus, though, Kim, that if people really knew, if my viewers knew what I had done, the guilt and the shame inside me, I felt so bogus and hypocritical.
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.